ever received a letter from someone very dear to you? Listen, Paul, a special messenger of Jesus, is writing a letter while in prison to his young friend.
To Timothy, you are like my own dear son. I remember you night and day in my prayers. I am here in chains in Rome. Oh, Mark, I'm glad you're back.
You sound excited.
I am. A letter just came from Brother Paul. He wants me to go to Rome and see him. And listen to this. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very helpful to me for the ministry.
Me? What an honor. Once I did go with my uncle and Paul, but I got scared and left them and went back home.
Paul has forgiven you, don't you see? He believes you are brave now and courageous, and he can depend upon you. Listen, this is good for every Christian. I can just hear him. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. If we suffer, we shall also rule with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner.
I would never be ashamed of Paul.
And so Timothy and Mark went to Paul and brought the help he so greatly needed. Paul also wrote,
I want you to know it has all been worthwhile here in Rome. Many people have heard the gospel and have come to know our loving Savior, even those in the emperor's household. I am now ready to be offered up to die. From now on, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
The Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins and took our punishment because he loved us. He suffered in our place. This is why God's Son came to earth. He wanted to take away our sins and give us a clean, pure heart. He offers us pardon and forgiveness when we believe in him and take him into our hearts. The Bible says, you too can receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. You too, like Paul, can go to heaven someday. If you have never asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, why don't you ask him now?